In this bulletin, 11 local cases of COVID-19, all linked to existing outbreaks in Victoria. The Northern Territory to offer everyone over 16 a coronavirus vaccination. And in sport, Australia's Richie Porte wins a key race in the build-up to the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Health authorities in Victoria say all 11 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 are linked to existing outbreaks. There are now 81 active cases in the outbreak, with 3 people in hospital. 4 of the new cases are linked to the West Melbourne outbreak, while a cluster at the Arcare Aged Care Home in Maidstone has risen to 9 with 1 additional case. And 3 local cases are linked to the Whittlesea outbreak. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says easing restrictions will not be a decision taken lightly.
I don't want us to be in a situation where we open up to a point where it's out of control. These 11 new cases today is what's happened after a week and a half of a very stringent lockdown. I can't tell you what an alternative universe would look like if we hadn't locked down, but I don't think you don't have to have an overactive imagination to imagine that if you had the opportunity for any number of people to come to your household every day over the last 10 days, that it might look very different.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes the restrictions in Melbourne are lifted as soon as possible.
This is a challenge in Victoria, but it's one that will be overcome. And it will be one that I will hopefully see Victoria opened again soon. And particularly for those parents who having to keep their kids at home away from school. Kids have lost enough time out of school over the course of the last 18 months. And it's very important we get those kids back to school as soon as possible. So I am hopeful that these restrictions in Victoria will be lifted as soon as possible.
The Northern Territory is said to be the first jurisdiction in Australia to offer the COVID-19 vaccine to all residents aged 16 and over. From Tuesday, Darwin residents who are old enough will be able to get the jab after an agreement was reached at last week's National Cabinet meeting. Former Australian Army soldier Ben Robert Smith's high-profile defamation lawsuit has begun today in the federal court. Mr. Robert Smith launched civil action in 2018 over media reports he says accused him of murder in Afghanistan. He's suing the publishers of the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Canberra Times. His barrister Bruce McClintock has described Robert Smith as a decorated war hero. Australia's credit rating will be lifted from negative to stable by the global credit rating agency Standard & Poor's. The agency says the country's AAA rating is safe and it expects government budget deficits will narrow in line with its own forecasts. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the decision is an expression of confidence in the federal government's economic management. And in cycling, Australia's Richie Porte has avoided any setbacks on the final stage to win the Critérium du Dauphiné, a key race in the build-up to the Tour de France. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth partly cloudy and 18 degrees. Adelaide showers and 13. Melbourne similar conditions, 13 degrees. Showers 2 in Hobart and 15. Canberra showers increasing, 14. Wollongong mostly sunny, 20. Sydney a possible late shower, 21. Newcastle rain at times, 20. Brisbane partly cloudy, 23. Cairns similar conditions, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.